AM 1300 KGLO, and it is time now for our Caregiver Corner SageLink program, and we have Lark Trigstad with us. Hi, Lark.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing really good. I mean, we've got a picture of a piece of pie
there
at the top of your page, and it says easy as pie. I kind of like that.
I didn't bring any this year.
Yeah, I do remember. But people's lives are filled with things to do. Some things are easier to do than others. When someone considers an activity to be easy, they may use the saying, it's as easy as pie, to describe the simplicity involved.
Yeah, this phrase is believed to come from the pleasantness and ease involved when eating a delicious pie. Basically, something as easy as eating pie.
Eating pie, not making pie.
No, eating.
Eating pie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I always wondered about that because I think making pie is anything but easy. But I enjoy eating it, that's for sure.
You're right, and I think we can safely say that caregiving is about as easy as making pie. For some, it comes natural. And for others, no matter how hard they try, it seems very difficult to get that crust in the pan.
Oh, I know. You know.
There's some tricks to the trade.
There's some tricks to the trade. You take the mistakes and you still bake them with some powdered sugar.
There you go.
Cinnamon sugar, whatever on there. So I guess there are many different caregiver styles, what you're saying.
Yeah, and according to an online article, there are a few distinct caregiver styles that caregivers fit into. For example, the do-it-yourselfer. That person provides most of the care that is needed on a daily basis. They may have a support system in place and even someone to relieve them on occasion, but they are the primary caregiver. And whether they live with the person or far away from the person they care for, the do-it-yourselfer is very independent, reliable, and responsible. And while their natural inclination is to take on more than themselves rather than ask for help.
Mm-hmm. The share care caregiver usually works in harmony with at least one other caregiver, perhaps siblings, you know, brother, sister, somebody. Share the care for a parent by having that parent live with them for a month or two at a time. Or perhaps the siblings share time coming to the home of that parent to help provide the care.
That's creative. And then there's the coordinated caregiver, has taken on the role of managing and organizing the care that is primarily being provided by either additional family members or paid care providers. And they can still be a significant role, even if none of the care is being provided directly by the coordinator.
Got it. The delegator caregiver?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, that delegator hires others to oversee and or provide the care for the loved one. This may be through a long-term care facility, full or part-time home care agency, adult day program, or a care manager in combination with others. The advantage of this approach is that it does free that person up to be the son, the daughter, the spouse, when they are with their loved one, rather than being the caregiver. It gives them a chance to breathe.
That's right. And it gives them family time, so they are not, you know, getting that caregiver burden. But, you know, there are many different ways to slice this pie.
Yeah. According to this famous guy, Yogi Berra, cut my pie into four pieces. I don't think I could eat eight. I got to love Yogi.
I got to love Yogi. A lot of famous scenes. It's amazing.
So true. And today, easy as pie. Lark, if somebody wants information from you about SageLink and the caregiver program, how do they get to that?
You go to northiowasagelink.com. And I really do encourage you to look at the website because we have updated it to be more caregiver friendly. So there you go.
Oh, more caregiver friendly.
Yes, we have a guide that is Prepare to Care, produced by ARP, and it's for the first-time caregiver. Really a nice tool if you've never been, you know, you woke up and there you are. I'm a caregiver today, so.
Just do it. And people, this doesn't cost you $1 million to do, does it, Lark?
Not at all. It's there 24/7. That's the best thing.
It's just there for you. It's there.
You just have to go after it and use it.
Go get the information. You'll feel better.
Yeah.
You will. You'll smile. I guarantee
you. You'll be an independent caregiver.
An independent caregiver. Absolutely. Lark, thank you.
Thank you.
That's our Caregiver Corner for this week on AM 1300 KGLO.
Tim Fleming.